Welcome to Bend. Welcome to Clear 1017.
Well, you know I love it here.
This time we decided we were just going to sit here and play music, talk music, and get ready for the big show tonight. Some of our listeners that were in the crowd last night, obviously there were many a diehard Brandy fan, but a lot of them, you could hear the shout-outs. Kayamo.
Yeah.
And you just came off that cruise, as obviously did some of your fans. Tell us a little bit about that. That's an adventure.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that cruise, I mean, there must be a million people on that cruise because every town I go to, somebody yells out Kayamo. It's sort of funny. When I first got offered the gig 3.5 years ago, I thought, okay, this is funny. This is a cruise ship gig. You know, this is like when I used to be the background singer for the Elvis impersonator. Mm-hmm. But I got on the boat and I realized how much credibility there was in the artists that were there. And it turned into this kind of floating festival, this like floating South by Southwest or, you know, Austin City Limits. And then I felt extremely honored to be a part of it. And then the next year it got better and the next year it got better. And then the year coming up, it's going to be even better. But I mean, I've been headlining that cruise with the likes of Lyle Lovett, Emmylou Harris, Sean Colvin, Patty Griffin, John Hyatt, Steve Earle, next year, John Prine. Mm. And I mean, it's a boat. These artists are in such a close proximity to each other that you can't help but collaborate. And I think that they really got something going there.
Well, you know, you have fans that go on the cruise. They're there because, oh my God, we get to see Brandy, and it's a very tight-knit family. But you, as a music fan, how cool is that for you to sit there and you go, oh, let's see, I get to see Patty Griffin. I get all the...
I'm the kid. You know, I'm the kid. Mm-hmm. I just sit there in awe. You know, I stand by the monitor board and I watch them all and smile at the fact that, you know, it's such an honor and a privilege to even be invited.
It's like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, it's an awesome experience. So I hear. I haven't been yet, but I noticed a lot of bands, you know, they're getting together these event type things, mm-hmm. whether it be a cruise or a ski adventure, and
right.
What a great way to draw the masses in and be exposed for music freaks to have all that music right there in one place.
Yeah, I mean, the music industry isn't competitive. It shouldn't be. It never has been. The best thing that ever happened to the music industry throughout the decades is community, a sense of community. Mm-hmm. Artists collaborating with each other, whether it's over a festival like Woodstock or whether it's through like a movement like the Hotel Cafe movement or a AAA format, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, as artists, when we form a community around each other, we defeat commerce and we become stronger and more creative.
Well said. Thanks. Let's talk about this next artist that you picked on your playlist, Katie Herzig.
Yeah.
What's you guys have worked together a little bit. What's her story? A lot of people may not know the name yet, but...
Nashville singer, extremely vulnerable voice and lyricist, but she has a strong presence, and she's one of my favorite new singer-songwriters. I heard her on the boat, actually, interestingly enough, great mm-hmm. segue, and invited her out to tour with me, and the song that we're going to play, Wish You Well, I fell so head over heels in love with that I asked her to start playing it in my set. So they come out, you know, when they play with us, they come out and they take our instruments and they just play this song in our set. And I just am so moved by the lyrics and I love her music.
All right, her name is Katie Herzig. Here's Wish You Well on Clear 1017.
You left, but how you lived and what you knew.
Clear 101.7. Katie Herzig, Wish You Well. These are Brandi Carlile's picks today. Yeah, she's in the studio with us here.